Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. We've taken a few weeks off from the podcast, but are back in the studio today and wanted to talk to you today about resiliency. Hopefully you've entered that, getting close to entering the fourth quarter of this year, getting back to school, getting back to sports and a schedule from the summer. And resiliency and grit and mental toughness is something that's really important because no matter what we face in life, we could be have the highest of highs and mountaintop moments, and you may be in a season of achieving your goals and everything's going smoothly. But at some point, there will be adversity, there will be circumstances that you didn't expect to have happen. And with a lot of the work that we do with athletes, as well as with business leaders and entrepreneurs, it's helping them prepare for some of those unforeseen circumstances and developing resiliency and developing mental toughness and preparing for their responses to those things in advance. Not that we hope that those will happen, but that we know that things will happen that they didn't expect. And you may be in a season of life right now where there's some things that you didn't expect to have happen have happened. And so what I want to talk to you today is about resiliency and some characteristics of resilient people and how you can develop resiliency based on those examples. So that's the focus of today's podcast. We define resiliency as the ability to bounce back and respond to adversity or a change in circumstances. The ability to bounce back and respond to adversity or a change in circumstances. Those, all of the words are really important, and we believe it is an ability. As we've studied people with different levels of mental toughness, and you could, whoever your favorite athlete is, you may say that they have this highest degree of mental toughness, and we believe that people are born with a certain level of mental toughness, and some people may be born with more, but we also believe that it can be developed, and you can maximize that potential. And so when facing adversity or a change in circumstances, it's not only the ability to bounce back from that, and I think when you think about bouncing back, it's like moving forward, but to respond to that, to basically make it right, to achieve your goals even in the midst of that. And we've studied many athletes and worked with many athletes to help them through that and to have adversity. I remember running in a Houston marathon where right before the race started, we're in the corral getting ready to start, and rain just starts pouring down on us. And there's nowhere you can go. The race is getting ready to start in about 5 or 10 minutes. We're locked into a corral at that point like cattle, and it's, you know, just dealing with the circumstances. We're going to start the race wet, not ideally how you want to start a race that you're going to be racing 2-3 hours in, but those were the circumstances. So, you know, you could either shrink and go home or bounce back and respond to that adversity. And that's what myself and a lot of other Houston runners that day chose to do. And so I think, you know, in thinking about that, developing your resiliency, it's the ability to bounce back and respond to that adversity or a change in circumstances, circumstances that you didn't expect to have happen. So I want to talk about some characteristics about being resilient and what we've, when we've studied high performers, here are some of the things that we see in resilient people. First of all, successful and resilient people and high performers leverage setbacks as side streets to success. So successful people and high performers leverage setbacks as side streets to success. Now, we didn't choose this statement because it has good alliteration in it and having all those S's. But I think it's really important when you think about leveraging setbacks as side streets to success. We know that it won't be, you know, 5 quick steps or easy steps to success, although that book would sell very well. You know, here are 5 easy steps to the summit, and just give me the steps. But it's a mindset in developing that, and I think knowing that there are going to be setbacks on the way to achieve your goal, that when you have a setback, you have to see that as a side street to success. There's traffic up ahead, so you have to go down this side street, turn right, and then turn left, and you may have to turn right and left a bunch of times to wind to finally get back on the road. But it's using that and making sure that you see that see your goal even in the midst of taking something, you know, that you didn't a route that you didn't expect to have happen. And I know many of you listening to this podcast have had to deal with traffic before, and there are different ways to get to your goal. And I think it's not only moving past the setbacks, but what we find in successful people is that they leverage those setbacks. They learn from them. They use those as building momentum. And a lot of times we don't think about setbacks as building momentum from them, whether it be an injury, whether it be circumstances you didn't expect to have happen, whether it be, you know, a goal you didn't accomplish, a setback you didn't expect to have happen. Leveraging that, learning from it is really important if you want to build resiliency, so that when you're in that situation again, that you can grow from that and know what you need to do, you know, in the next moment that you have happen, or to know how you got into that situation and to do something different. I've learned this from, you know, again, marathon training, where I learned not to push through maybe pain or certain things that might be on the verge of having an injury, even if it meant giving up some of my training for a week or 2 weeks to become a smarter runner, because the goal was to train what and how I needed to do that, but also be able to get to the starting line healthy. And there were some times when I was pushing through certain, you know, tweaks here or there that would actually lead to bigger injuries. And I learned over time and through some mentors and other people who were helping to treat those injuries for me to make sure that I was running smart and training smart and to leverage those setbacks to eventually success and leading to PRs and leading to qualifying for the Boston Marathon. So again, thinking about that, if you're in the middle of a setback or when you have a setback, make sure that you leverage that as a side street to success to get to your goal. We also see resilient people viewing trials as a part of the process. Now, it's not enjoying trials or, you know, hoping that trials will come, but just viewing trials as a part of the process. They have a good perspective, so they're not shocked when trials happen or when setbacks happen. They know it's going to be a part of the process. They're not planning to have those as a part of the process, but they're planning to respond to those, and they know that they're going to be a part of the process. And when you're not shocked by those certain things, when you know things will happen like that, then you know it's just a part of the process, and you have a better perspective on getting through that. We also see that resilient people embrace the opportunity to persevere through challenges. Embrace the opportunity to persevere through challenges. Whether it's an opponent you're facing or maybe a project that you're working on, persevering through the challenge, embracing that opportunity to unleash your talent, unleash your skills and gifts, and working with a team of people maybe to lead those people through that, embracing the opportunity to persevere through that is really important. In teams that I've coached, especially in basketball, there have been times where we've gotten down in a game or we're facing an opponent that's really good. But embracing the opportunity to come together as a team, to persevere through that challenge, makes the goal, the accomplishment of that goal, that much better, because we're excited about that opportunity and we embrace that opportunity to leverage that challenge in our favor. And when we do that, the accomplishment of that goal just becomes so much better, because you've enjoyed the process of growth. And you've gotten to a point where you didn't expect to get to that point based on the challenge you were facing. But when you reach that, the contentment and joy that you experience is so awesome. Another thing that we see resilient people doing is they quickly get into problem solving and possibility thinking mode early in the process. So they quickly get into problem solving and possibility thinking mode. They're not a person who, when a problem happens, says, oh, this is bad, oh, we're never going to make it through this, what are we going to do, you know, and just continues to ask questions and thinks about the giant in front of them. Resilient people get into problem-solving and possibility-thinking mode. Yes, I know this is bad. Yes, we didn't expect that to have that happen, but what can we do? How can we solve this? Who knows somebody that has a solution around this? What can we focus on that's going to allow us to be our best in this moment? again, going back to that rain dumping on us right before the Houston Marathon, it was like, yeah, this is bad. I'm going to be wet, but how can I enjoy the process? How can this make me cooler instead of hotter, you know, in running the race? How can I, you know, enjoy that? And I know I'm going to have people cheering for me and thinking about what it's going to, how great it's going to be to cross that finish line, and just taking it step by step and mile by mile. And again, thinking about things I need to focus on. And I think when we study resilient people, we see that they're part of the solution, not a part of the problem. And I think so many people want to point out the problems, but they don't want to be a part of the solution. And it's important that if you're going to develop resiliency and you want to develop grit, mental toughness, work your way into getting into problem solving and possibility thinking mode early. You know, what's possible in this opportunity? What's possible in spite of this challenge? And then another characteristic of being resilient and what we see in highly resilient people is they have incredible recovery time. And recovery time is something we've developed based on our research and experience of how we train and prepare our athletes. And we define recovery time as a moment, how long does it take you to get from a moment you didn't expect to have something happen into the next moment? So recovering from a setback, and it's not a quantitative time. We don't get out on a track and give a setback to an athlete and then time them and say, okay, that was 5.2 minutes that you're still thinking about, you know, that what just happened and not in the moment right now. We don't time them and say, I know you can do better. It's more of a qualitative characteristic. But when you're aware of recovery time, you're going to get back into being present in the current moment, mentally, physically, and emotionally, and work on that over time. And it's a process. And not that you want a bunch of trials so you can get better at your recovery time, but when you're aware of this concept and you develop some tips and techniques to get through that and to say, I want to be present in this moment, and you think about some of the other characteristics that I just mentioned, you're going to develop a skill that allows you to improve that recovery time and be present and not be in that past moment. Because when you're in the past moment, you can't do anything about the future because you're not, you know, mentally and emotionally in that current moment. And being our best, giving our best, and getting through setbacks and being resilient is all about being present and focusing on what can I do right now that's going to improve the future and to make an impact in the future and impact on future moments. And so recovery time is all about that. And we see resilient people really focusing on improving their recovery time. And it becomes an X factor for you. If you think about sports, if there's an athlete of or team of equal talent and equal skills, and one individual or team has higher recovery time, in other words, they can, you know, they're better at recovery time and they're able to, when they don't win a 50-50 ball in soccer, or when they get down by 10 points in a game, they're able to come back and they don't kind of wallow in that and say, oh, that was bad and why did we give away the first quarter and what are we going to do? But they're able to respond to that and recover quicker versus a team that when setbacks happen, they just spiral downwards in performance. So recovery time is really important and is an X factor for you in sports, in business, in life, and in whatever role that you play. So given that, here are some characteristics that, some contrasting characteristics of resilient people. And I want you to think about these based on the podcast and think about how you can leverage these and maybe what side that you're on these contrasting characteristics. Resilient characteristics, the first pair that I want to mention are possibilities versus limiting beliefs. So are you on the possibilities column? Do you think in terms of what's possible? And I think even somebody who's not the most super optimistic person can still think in terms of possibilities. And that ironically leads you to being more optimistic versus pessimistic. So do you think in terms of possibilities, what's possible this week? And what's possible in light of this setback or challenge? Or do you think about limiting beliefs? And some people just run their lives based on limiting beliefs. And a limiting belief basically is any belief that limits you from maximizing your potential or achieving your goals. And it could be a weakness. It could be something like, well, I just can't do that, or I'm not this type of person, or, you know, I can't hit that golf club. I always do bad when there's water on a golf hole. Or it could be a strength that becomes a weakness. You know, I can't trust anybody to do this. If you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. And that can be a limiting belief as well, even though that's a strength. And so do you operate in terms of possibilities, or do you operate in terms of limiting beliefs? And as a leader, you know, in business or in an organization, thinking in terms of possibilities of your people is going to expand your capacity as a leader versus holding on to things and controlling things all the time. And again, all of these are applicable in sports and business and life and all of those dimensions. Another characteristic and contrasting characteristic I want you to think about and kind of where you are, solutions versus problems. So are you on the solution side? And you may not have the solution, but even thinking, being solution-oriented and working towards finding the solution or working with people who can help you develop the solution versus thinking about problems. You know, some people just operate in the problem area and think there's a reward for pointing out all the problems. You know, that's an issue, that's an issue, that's an issue. You may be working with somebody right now, or maybe that person's on your team and they're just like, oh, this is going to be horrible. Look at those, the size of that team, and look how good they are, and look at the warm-ups they're doing and all of that. And that's why you play the games. That's why you go out and continue to strive to accomplish your goals, is because there, yes, there will be problems, but how can you develop solutions to that? Another contrasting set of characteristics, curious versus cautious. So resilient people are curious. They wonder about things. They want to understand things. They want to understand why they performed well in a certain situation. They want to learn new techniques and learn what makes other people successful, versus being cautious. Somebody who never steps out, never does anything different, never becomes innovative in their approach. And so because they're cautious, they limit themselves from really stepping out and persevering through things or even accomplishing great and awesome goals because they're cautious. Another contrasting set of characteristics, opportunities versus challenges. So again, do you look for opportunities or think about, even in the midst of a setback, what's possible, but what's an opportunity? How can I learn from this challenge? Versus just focusing on the challenge and being on that side of the contrasting characteristics is just thinking about challenges and just focusing on those. And the more we focus on the challenge, the bigger it's going to become, versus seeing opportunities that are there. And that's not just a semantic thing. I know as a consultant, a lot of times we might have been accused of coming in and saying, oh, well, that's not a challenge, it's an opportunity. But that's not really what we're talking about, is just semantics and changing the words. We're really talking about seeing opportunities versus challenges, and there is a difference in the definition of what those are. And the way you develop your mindset to think about those is going to determine basically how high you can get and what goals you're going to accomplish. Again, resilient characteristics, dynamic versus static. So again, do you stay the same? Are you static on that side, you know, of the coin? Do you just say, I just want to stay static? You know, I'm doing things that I did 30 years ago, and that's worked for me, and I'm going to continue to do that. Or is it dynamic? Are you growing in that? I know in my training techniques and running and just taking care of my body and being, you know, doing that, things have changed so much that I'm not still holding on to things that, you know, maybe ways of training that my cross-country coach taught me, as good as he was. Training techniques have come a long way since then. I want to be dynamic in learning that and approaching, you know, new things, especially given different ages and stages of life as well. And I think that's really important. There are obviously some core things that you want to hold on to that are a part of who you are and what you do. But you want to be dynamic as far as your growth and the opportunities that you have. And this can equate to leadership styles as well. I've seen this with a lot of leaders where they're dynamic and not just constantly changing with the wind, but they grow and they grow in how they want to reach people and make an impact in people's lives versus just being static and static in their career, static in their leadership style, and never growing, and therefore their impact is reduced based on that. Two more sets of contrasting characteristics of resilient people: constructive versus critical. So again, this could be self-constructive and self-critical, or it could be, you know, constructive versus being critical of other people. But are you constructive in your feedback that you give to yourself and constructive in the feedback that you give to other people, or is it critical? Constructive has the goal of building up. So if you think about evaluation of just self and thinking about where you are, and both positive and constructive feedback that you give to yourself, it's based on getting to a point where you see you can reach this level of potential or reach this goal that you're trying to achieve, versus being critical, which has the goal of tearing down. Constructive, building up; critical, tearing down. And so whether it's self-awareness of that or related to others, resilient people are going to be more constructive versus being critical of the situation, of the issue, of the person, whether it's themselves or other people. And resilient people are always going to be constructive with the goal of building up. It doesn't mean they won't be self-aware and say, if I need to do something differently that I haven't been doing, I need to get it in gear and do that. But they're also, it's going to always have the goal of building up towards potential, towards goal setting, and towards building up other people. And then a final set of characteristics is proactive versus reactive. And again, if you've read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you know that proactive people are the people that are highly effective, highly successful. And that's where we want to be. That's where resilient people are. They take charge. They, you know, are in not reacting to situations, but they're proactive in their approach to life. And even in the midst of circumstances, they get to a point where they can respond to that and then be proactive about making sure that doesn't happen again and focusing on what they can control. I think the biggest characteristic that we see and that we try to develop resiliency in the people that we coach is focusing on what you can control and flushing the rest. And reactive people are usually focusing on what they can't control, and they have a hard time with that, and so it affects how they perform, their overall mood and feeling and thought process, versus proactive people really focusing on what they can control, influencing the things they can, and then flushing the rest of those things. And I think we have to get to a point where we're proactive in our approach to truly develop resiliency. I love the quote by Fulton Alsor that says, "Many of us crucify ourselves between two thieves, regret for the past and fear of the future." And I think that those are two thieves. It's having regret for the past or fear of the future. And sometimes having both in the same moment and not focusing on what can I do that will allow me to enjoy this moment, embrace it, and respond to it in a way that's going to allow me to give my best and achieve the things that I want to achieve and maximize my potential and my impact in this moment. And so, again, my hope, thought, prayer for you is that you will not allow setbacks to get you in a mode of not accomplishing the impact and the goals that you want to accomplish. We want to get you in a point where you're working on developing into a resilient person. And resiliency is a mindset. It shows itself and reveals itself in actions, but it begins with a mindset. We have an axiom that says every action begins with a thought. And so the key question is, what thoughts are you thinking? And resiliency begins in the mind. And so developing that, thinking about possibilities and some of the other characteristics that we've talked about are really important. Don't let the thieves of regret and fear and doubt and lack of confidence and pressure and all of those other things steal from the impact and the opportunity that you have to live your best life this week as a leader, as an athlete, wherever you are today in that season of life and whatever role you're playing. I want you to think about developing that resiliency and thinking about some of the characteristics that we've mentioned. And we're going to be developing a resiliency quiz that you may be interested in taking. We've got one on leadership and understanding your primary role of leadership on our website right now at mikevanhooser.com that you can take. But we're also going to be developing a quiz on the resiliency quotient and helping you to understand that. We've got other resources around coaching on both mikevanhooser.com as well as performinthemoment.com that you can go to that will provide some virtual resources that you can consume at your own pace and sign up also for some virtual coaching as well as some in-person coaching if you're interested in that. But again, we're trying to put out resources that will continue to help you perform well and lead well. And that's our whole focus is around performance and leadership in sports, business, and life. So I hope you have a great week. Make the most of the opportunities that you have this week. Have a resilient mindset and don't focus on the fear and pressure and doubt of the circumstance, but focus on what you can do in this moment to make the most impact and think in terms of possibilities to accomplish your goals and maximize your potential.